Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. At this time, I'd like to ask everyone to please stand while we have a pledge of allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, and please be seated. Next, we have the approval of this evening's revised agenda. Are there any additions or corrections at this time, Madam Secretary?
Staff would note that it was revised on March 28th of this year to include additional business cases number 11,533 and 11,552. Pretty sure that should be. And then it was revised again to add additional business, and then the revised April 5th, 2016 to include other business cases 11,745 and 11,750, and revised again April 6th to include additional business case 11,518. Thank you.
Okay. Hearing no other, I'll entertain a motion. Excuse me.
Motion to approve the agenda as revised.
Okay, you have a second to that motion?
I'll second that.
You have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickards that we approve this evening's agenda as revised. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening, and to proceed in an orderly fashion and ensure full participation by those present with an interest, hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct will not be tolerated and may result in expulsion from the room. Sussex County in its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the board in its deliberations. Each application will be announced. The applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or special use exception. Copies of the standards can be found on the table in the rear of the room for your convenience. The board may ask questions of the applicant and any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comment. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board may then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case will be voted upon or tabled for consideration at a future meeting. If you are here for a case listed on old business or other business, please understand that no new testimony or evidence will be taken unless the record was held open at the previous hearing. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening to view deliberations at the end of the agenda or to call the board's office in the morning for the result. In addition, you may view all of these proceedings live on the internet. If the board renders a decision this evening, please be advised that the decision will not be final until the written decision is approved by the board and filed with the board secretary. Any action taken prior to the filing of the written decision and any expiration of any applicable appeal period is taken at the property owner's risk. For courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or pager, we would request that you turn it off for the duration of the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.